What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Modern Women Are Failures. As you guys know by now, I am out in Budapest, Hungary. I am right in front of the Intercontinental Hotel. Now, for those of you who been here, you know what's going on. For those of you who have never been here, this is where all of the streetwalkers slash ladies of the night end up showing up around 11 o'clock in a few hours. And as you can see on the other side of the Intercontinental Hotel, you guys can see a line of luxury high-end cars and bars. Yeah, that's where all the Johns are. The prostitutes are probably in there, you know, the ones that can get a big price. But the ones that don't get a John for the night, you're gonna find them walking around here in a couple of hours trying to find, you know, somebody that is willing to pay for them. So, let's get right into the video. Now, before we get into the video, I made a video earlier today saying the internet in Hungary sucks. Damn it, police are going by. Damn. Must be an important person coming by if you ask me. Yeah, that's probably for an important person. Let that procession go through, then we talk. Alright, so, like I said, in an earlier video, I made an earlier video saying the internet in Hungary sucks. So now, when I say the internet sucks, I don't mean it's bad. I simply mean it sucks compared to Romania and Moldova. Now, again, for those of you who don't know by now, the reason why Moldova, Romania have such amazing internet, it's because when they started getting into the technology field, they got a very, very late start simply because communism had effed them over so bad that when they started getting into the IT world, they started out with fiber optic cables. As we all know, fiber optics is a hell of a lot better than the stuff we use in America and most of the developed Western world. Now, the internet here is on par with America. However, some places do have fiber optics and their internet is a hella faster than what we have in America, and it's on par with Romania and Moldova. You just either have to hunt for those locations. I mean, today I was going from cafe to cafe, finding a cafe that actually had the high-speed internet. And after like 5 or 6 of them, I finally found one that does have high-speed internet. So, as you guys can see, that's the lounge for the Intercontinental Hotel right there. You know, you can see, you know, all the old rich guys, you know, the creepy guys, the guys who wouldn't even get a girl to look at them if they didn't have money. So, see, this is why women don't want to get married, guys. This is why women don't want LTR relationships. Man, there's going to be one of those trolleys coming by every damn minute. I'm walking by the Danube River. Tomorrow, God willing, of course, I'll do another video, my impressions of Hungary. I was only here for a couple hours. I might even take a cruise tomorrow up and down the Danube River. That's some important building over there. So guys, the reason why the modern female is a female, it's because, well, A, you got guys like that over here who have money and they're willing to spend it on her. Also, at the same time, it is the beta male simp. You see, guys, women need their dose of testosterone, okay? Testosterone for a woman is very, very important because it indicates energy. Now, as somebody who had low T for most of my life, and I'm on testosterone replacement therapy, as you guys know, testosterone replacement therapy, like TFM said, is hormone of the gods. I can honestly tell you that having high T, it doesn't change who you are, but it just gives you life. It gives you energy. Again, it doesn't change who you are. It just gives you more of a kick to the ass, kind of like drinking an energy drink, you know? So even though a beta male has low T, the beta male still has multiple times the testosterone of a woman. So a woman, she needs that testosterone. She needs to feel the testosterone. Oh, look at the people making out. Look at the people making out, huh? Ugh, I think that's a prostitute. Dude, that probably was a prostitute, and he's a simp. He's probably some foreign guy getting taken advantage of. Anyway, who cares? Let him pay for it. You know, a lot of these guys out here, guys, a lot of these guys out here, they're simping. Whether it's Moldova, whether it's Romania, a lot of guys out here are fucking simping, guys. Real talk, man. I guarantee you, these women over there, they're probably shopping for dick, like Terrence Pop said. Dick shopping, that's what they're doing. By the way, guys, there's actually a big community of Asians over here, particular Thai women, and that's because they work at the massage parlors, so go figure, right? So, since a woman needs the energy, the hormone of the gods, she needs to feel that alpha male energy, she goes out and she gets with the beta male. You see, a beta male, because he has no dignity, no integrity, no honor, he lives with his mama, he's working a dead-end job, a beta male has no problem waiting for the trolley to go by. A beta male has no problem wasting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day with a woman, hoping to get a sniff of her, you know what. You see, guys, when I go to cafes anywhere in the world, what do you think I'm doing at the cafes? You think I'm talking to some female? I'm working on MGTOW TV. You know, thanks to MGTOW TV, you know, I can travel like this and make money while I'm traveling. Granted, I'm not making a lot of money by any means, but nevertheless, it's good to see money coming into your bank account, even though it's not actually paying for much. But again, thanks to the hard work I did, I'm able to travel. And even more important than that, more important than, you know, me making some money off of MGTOW TV, is that you guys get these videos. I'm pretty much the guinea pig for you guys. I am doing all the experimentation so you guys don't have to. And thanks to MGTOW TV, I can post these videos without having to worry about somebody taking down the videos, because I'm giving you the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth. Susan doesn't like that. But on MGTOW TV, you know, she don't own it, I do. So this is why you guys can see videos like this on MGTOW TV, and seldom will you see them on YouTube. So when I go work at the Beta Male Cafe, the 5, 6, 7, 8 hours I'm in there, guys, I'm doing something productive, okay? The beta male, on the other hand, he is just wasting his time by being a dancing monkey to some thought who, you know, maybe a month, a year, 10 years later, she'll give him a sniff of her you know what. So, you see, guys, the beta male gives woman low T dosage, okay? You see, with us as alpha males, high T men, when we interact with women, it's wham, bam. It's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And then we go out and, you know, we slay the dragon, take over the world. That's what alpha males do. So she gets a high dosage of testosterone from us. Now, the beta male, let's be honest, if it wasn't for modern Western civilization, the beta male would have not been born because his father was too weak and pathetic to live. And even if he was born, he'd probably die during childbirth or maybe within a year of infancy because his genetics is too damn weak and pathetic. And if the aforementioned doesn't kill the beta male, then a retarded squirrel would have killed the beta male. Now, today, because of modern Western civilization, there is no danger to the beta male. Therefore, the beta male can survive and quite honestly thrive as long as he follows orders from his masters, like wearing a mask and taking a fake vaccine, which they have absolutely no problem with. Now, since the beta male does survive, he will provide ATM to the thought. Like Red Pill Married said, my God, there's an idiot jogging with a freaking mask on. Can you see that idiot? He's jogging with a face mask on. I mean, really? Are people really that dumb? You know, the good thing about Hungary is that they don't have any restrictions here. No Scamarona passport, no mask, no curfew. Everything is open and good to go, guys. That's the only good thing about Hungary thus far. So, going back to the low T beta male. The low T beta male, because he doesn't have to worry about a squirrel chasing him down, he can spend 5, 6, 7 hours with a woman every day wasting his time, and he's totally fine with it. You see, when it comes to ATM, like Red Pill Married said, attention, time, money, the most important thing for the female is attention and money. You see, because females, they work in retarded jobs. As we all know in the manosphere, women don't have careers. They have jobs. And a job stands for just over broke. So, because a lot of these women get hired simply because they have a vagina, they're actually making decent money. Little do they know that they're totally and utterly useless, and eventually AI is gonna get rid of all these good-for-nothing women. But hey, let them think that they're the bee's knees, right? So, out of ATM, the most important thing for the female is, let's go this way, I like shiny stuff. So, the most important thing for the female would be then attention and money. No, I'm sorry, attention and time. You see, attention to a woman is the single most important currency there is. When a woman wakes up in the morning, she checks her Instagram followers. She checks her Facebook likes. You know, it's all about like. You know, it's all about validation. And validation comes from attention. This is why we see females doing retarded stuff on TikTok. It's all about attention, guys. That's all it is. You know, the only currency a woman have to that matter to a woman is attention. So a woman will do whatever it takes to get validation from men. So the beta male, he'll sit by Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, just waiting for his girl to post a picture just so he can say, ooh, I like it, or, you know, give her a heart emoji. You know, I've been on the internet for like 20 plus years, guys. No, going on 25 years. Never in my life have I liked or loved anything that a female did. You know, I don't go online and validate a female by saying, oh, you're beautiful, or giving her a heart emoji on one of her Insta thought posts or any of that mumbo jumbo. But the beta male, their entire life exists around validating a female. So time and attention is the single are the two most important things when it comes to the beta male interacting with the female. So today I was at the beta male cafe. Again, guys, beta male cafes are all over the world. They're just not in small town USA. So I'm at the beta male cafe, and these two girls, decent looking, young, they had this beta male, and he was pretty much a dancing monkey. He looked like a homeless drug addict, and not in the good way. You know, there's Chad and Tyrone who's homeless, but this was more of a homeless. He wasn't Chad and Tyrone. He looked more like a freaking troll. He was kind of balding. He was hunched over. He is the total opposite of an alpha male. But you know what? This guy was willing to be a dancing monkey for females. So the females, they were enjoying the fact that, hey, look, there's this guy who has testosterone. Granted, his testosterone is in the toilet, but again, even a beta male has testosterone several times higher than a woman. And the fact that this guy is willing to spend, you know, God knows how many hours with a female, he is able to get the female her dose of testosterone. Now, here's the thing. Low dosage of testosterone doesn't do jack squat. Now, as you guys know me, when I started on testosterone replacement therapy, you see, guys, when you see these prices, divide by 3 and take away a couple of zeros. For example, this shrimp scampi, it's 12,000. Let's divide 12,000 by 3. This would be around, let's wait a second, 12 divided by 3, this will be around $40. So, if you guys know, when I was in Bucharest, I told you never ever go to where all the tourists go because you will get ripped off. That's just how it is, guys. You know, go to where the locals go, never ever go to where the tourists go. And any place that says Irish or British on it, trust and believe, they're going to rip you off. Because a lot of British people, when they come here, they're like, hey, at least I speak English and got my food. Yeah, but you're going to get ripped off, bro. Anyways, point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that the beta male indeed is giving a woman a low dosage of testosterone energy over a long period of time, but it's not enough. Okay, now as you guys know, when I went on testosterone replacement therapy, the female doctor gave me the incorrect dosage. I told you, right? So the male doctor called me the other day, and the next day apologizing, saying that the dosage she gave you wasn't gonna do you jack squat at all. So he prescribed to me the dosage that's going to be beneficial for me. So when a female is with a beta male, granted she's getting that testosterone energy. That testosterone energy is not nowhere near enough to make her happy. This is why the modern female all over the world, this is why the modern females are so miserable. It's because they're not getting that high T testosterone dosage that they get from beta males. All they're getting is low T dosage from beta males. So in the brain of a female, if I hang out with this, you see, guys, a lot of females out there, they will try to make themselves fall in love with a beta male. Really, they would. These females, they'll hang out with a beta male, you know, looking at him up and down, laughing at his dancing monkey, retarded stuff. But they're trying to fall in love with the beta male. They're actually forcing themselves to fall in love with the beta male, but their biology wouldn't let them. This is why, you know, these girls, I tell you guys, you see these females at the cafe with the beta males, they're laughing, they're smiling, you think everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy, yet these very same females will go back to their home, take their Ambien, God knows how many other psychiatric medication, antidepressant medication, you know, they will get drunk, they'll pet their pet cat, and they'll sleep crying, not knowing, hey, what's the problem with me? Why am I so miserable? Well, yeah, you're miserable because all you do is hang around beta males. That's the problem. You know, imagine 5,000 years ago when we lived with T-Rex and all you did was hang around beta males. You'd be dead. So today, you know, women still hang around with the beta males. By the way, guys, the couple that just passed next to us, that girl actually had herself an alpha male. That's one of the very, very few girls out there who actually have an alpha male. As you guys can see, you know, I've been doing this video for, 20-some minutes? As you can see, the vast majority of females here, they're either single or they have a beta male. Like this couple over there, there you go. That's one of the small couples. That's one of the small numbers of women who are actually with an alpha male. The vast majority of women out here, guys, they're either single or they have some beta male. So I think that couple that just passed us to the left, I think that guy is doing pay to play. You know, oh yeah, this couple is doing fine. That guy's actually taller than me. So yeah, that guy definitely got that pussy down pat. So in conclusion, guys, the vast majority of women out there indeed are failures because they are going up against their biology and they think it is, and they're trying to force falling in love with the beta male when they should be, you know, instead of focusing on their retarded careers, which again, a career is simply a job that AI is gonna get rid of eventually. So, you know, you young ladies out there, get with the alpha male. You just saw an alpha male pass by me. He was hell of a lot taller than me, better looking than me. Get with him. Don't get with somebody like fucking Yogi Obes. Ugh. So, in conclusion, gentlemen, because the females are indeed intellectually inferior, they will never ever realize their mistake. This is what you guys have to understand. Your typical female will never ever understand her problem. She will never understand what the solution is. It's your job. Well, I don't want to say it's your job because let's be honest, okay? With the females out there doing whatever they want to do, you as a man, you know, you cannot sit down with a woman and be like, yo, female, listen, that low-T beta male that you hang out with every day at the cafe, that's not what you want. You know, you can't tell them that because they'll call you a misogynist and they'll like because they're going to think to themselves, you know, I can make it work because I'm a strong and independent woman. And shit like that, you know, I got a college degree, even though it has been proven many times that colleges simply hand out diplomas to women just for having a vagina. It doesn't mean that they actually have an IQ to begin with. But, so, this just goes to show you guys out there that a lot of these females out there, they're either single or trying to get with the beta male, and yet they go home every night crying their eyes out. So as you guys can saw from this video, we only had like what, maybe 3 or 4 alpha males out of dozens and dozens and dozens of women walking by, either single or with a beta male. So this just goes to show you that the average female out there indeed is a failure for the most part. Alright guys, so that's my video for today. I will do another video for you, God willing, tomorrow. Probably during the day, walking around the Danube River. That way you guys get to see Budapest. I'm only going to be here for probably 2.5 days. Today, all of tomorrow, and then a little bit of after tomorrow, Friday. And then I'm going to take off to Ukraine, guys. Yeah, so far Budapest is decent, but yeah, let's see what's out there, guys. Let's see what's out there, okay? All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.